Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From our reading in 1 Peter today, especially chapter 5, verses 5 through 7, clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. This is our text. Holy Scripture is filled with all kinds of paradoxical sayings. We might call them the paradoxes of faith. It describes things that seem counterintuitive and against all reason. For instance, in the Magnificat, when Mary sings that song of praise, she sings about God filling the hungry while making those who are full hunger. She speaks of the poor being made rich and of the rich being made poor. Or in the Gospels, we can think about the sayings of our Lord Jesus Christ when he says things like, the last will be first, and the first will be last. Or as we heard this past Sunday, the greatest is the one who serves. And then there's St. Peter, who in his letter today says that if you are insulted, you are blessed. And then also who goes on to say that those who humble themselves, God will exalt and raise up at the proper time. So today we end this walk through the book of 1 Peter during the season of Lent by looking at hope for those who are humbled. Hope for those who are humbled because God promises that those who are humbled will be exalted. It makes me wonder, what are the things that humble us? What are the things that humble you and humble me? There are so many humiliations in life. The struggles of life often humiliate us. Our problems don't just evaporate, even though we pray and we go to church. There are the humiliations of suffering in the body, pain, health issues, and old age. The sorrows of life also humble us. We groan because of the carelessness and the lovelessness and the recklessness of our family members. We mourn the loss of those whom we love, and we are humbled. Our sins humble us as well. Why do we find some sins so fascinating when we've been burned by them time and time again? Why do we keep sticking our feet in our mouths? Why do we continue to embarrass ourselves in front of others? Our sins certainly humiliate us. And then finally, to top it all off, there is the humiliation of mockery and disdain that we suffer for being Christians in this world. You might call it the persecution. Not large persecution for us, but maybe small persecution. Maybe it's those who honk their horn in derision or yell vile things when we stand for life outside the abortion clinic in Worcester. The mockery for being a Christian. It humiliates us. All of these humiliations level us. They bring us low. They cut us down at the knees. They bring us down to size. Humility has an amazing benefit for us as well. Humility gives us some sympathy for others. Humility gives us compassion and love for others. Humility cultivates in us an awareness of our need as well as a tenderness and openness to the needs of others. And so today, St. Peter encourages us to be those who embrace humiliation and humbleness, knowing the promise that at the proper time, God will exalt us. And for that, we have the example of none other than our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Our Lord is the one you might say, the first to be humbled, to humble himself. Consider who he was. He was equal to God, God of God, light of light, very God of very God. And yet he humbled himself. Humbled himself not only by taking on our human flesh and becoming man, that would have been humiliation enough, but he humbled himself by becoming a servant, wearing the form of a servant. We can think here about what Jesus did on that night when he was betrayed, when the disciples gathered with him in the upper room, how our Lord took off his outer garment, wrapped it around his waist, grabbed a basin of water, and kneeled down like a household servant to wash the feet of his disciples, who humbled himself by becoming not only a servant in washing their feet, but by laying down his life for them and for you. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And we will hear those words again this coming Sunday, and we'll hear those same things again and again and again next week as we move to Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. We'll hear over and over again about the one who humbled himself for you and for me. And what we see in our Lord is an example of a humiliation that is then raised into an exaltation. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, and then he was exalted to the highest place and given the name that is above every name, so that every knee would bow and every tongue confess him to be Lord. We see in Christ the example of how it is for us: humility before exaltation and suffering before glory. But let's not lose the end of each one of those. Suffering before glory and humility before exaltation. But what lasts and what will remain is not the suffering and not the humiliation. What will last and what will remain is the exaltation and the glorification. We have the promise that God will raise us up. We have the promise that he will, at the proper time, exalt us. Rejoice, St. Peter says. Rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. It ends in glory. St. Peter calls himself a witness to the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker of the glory that is going to be revealed. Isn't it a wonderful encouragement for those who are humbled to know that what will be revealed, what is coming in the future, is not more suffering, but rather an endless glory? Humble yourselves so that at the proper time he may exalt you. And so we do. Every time we confess our sins, we humble ourselves. Every time we confess our faith and confess that we are not Lord, but that he is Lord, we humble ourselves. Every time we gather here to find refuge in the body and blood of Christ, we humble ourselves so that he can raise us up. Today we commit ourselves into our Lord's hands. Today we entrust ourselves with all of our sufferings, with all of our pains, with all of our humiliations. We entrust ourselves to our God. And we cast all our anxieties on him, because we know that he cares for us. And we know that he cares for us because he gave his only Son into death for your sake and for mine. And now we have this promise that after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. St. Peter can tell us this confidently and boldly, because St. Peter has been through the humiliations. He has been through the humbling of sin and of suffering and of persecution. And he was raised up by the word of his God and exalted even into heaven. And so St. Peter ends his letter, even as we end now, with these words: "Peace to all you who are in Christ." In Jesus' name, amen.